Macmillan Audio presents Flatwater Tuesday by Ron Irwin. Read by Holter Graham. The Fenton School believes that the sport of rowing boats encourages discipline and fellowship and builds young men of good character. Letter to Parents, The Fenton School, 1905. The Fenton School reserves a limited number of places for students who wish to take a postgraduate year in a boarding school environment. A postgraduate year of study at Fenton is a repeated senior year of high school that offers, in many cases, more rigor and discipline than the average student has become accustomed to at home. Postgraduate students at Fenton are often attracted to our extensive sports program, and each year they play important roles on our varsity football, hockey, and rowing teams. The postgraduate student receives a certificate of attendance upon successful completion of their year at the Fenton School. Extensive financial aid is granted to PG candidates on a needs basis. The Fenton School Handbook, Current Edition. Behind every beautiful thing, there's been some kind of pain. Bob Dylan. Mr. Rob Carey, care of National Geographic Television, 1145 17th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. 20036-4688. Dear Rob, it's been 15 years since we last saw each other, 1 month to the day, can you believe it? I'm sure you wish it was longer. In 6 weeks, it'll be our 15th reunion at good old Fenton School, a milestone, and they want us all to come on back and reminisce. I'm positive you have no plans to attend. But I'm sitting here trying to tie up loose ends, trying to knock off unfinished business I thought would go away by itself. When you were rehabbing, you were told to get in touch with people from your past, to apologize for the things you did while you were hammered. They give you a little model letter you can send if you don't know what to say. Some people in my group just photocopied it about 100 times and sent it on to all the people whose lives they screwed up on the way down. My group leader insists that you can't just send it via email. I don't know why. Email appears less genuine, I guess. I have the letter here in front of me. It says I ought to tell you that, thanks to some spiritual principles, I've been able to get my life on track. I don't hold with all that about spiritual principles. But you do get some time to think when you've lost your job, when your wife leaves you. At the end of the letter, you're supposed to tell the recipient how long you've been sober. In my particular case, that's about 3.5 weeks, give or take. Anyways, Rob, I have nothing to apologize to you about. I have about 10 more people on my sorry list, second smallest list in the group, I kept track. But you are a guy who does not need my groveling. Here's the thing. Somehow we all decided never to talk about what happened during the last year at that school. I have no idea how it affected you guys. Maybe your memories are better, more useful, or more selective. But I've been talking to people. People in the group, mostly, and a therapist who says I should express my feelings instead of acting out because of them. She also says, over and over, that whatever emotional energy you waste on feelings of guilt, rage, and emotional pain, your body will reclaim in self-destructive behavior. She says the things I tell her about the past are surely tragic, but that I have to seek closure. We all know something more happened back then than just a simple everyday tragedy. I should know because I'm living a simple everyday tragedy. Hey, here's the secret. A few months ago, I started to think people were following me when I was really drunk. The therapist informed me I suffer from paranoid segues. She also uses another term, mild delusional psychosis. My vocab is increasing in direct proportion to how crazy I get. But one day somebody might ask me some hard questions about what happened to me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?